All right, so over the last 3 weeks, we've been unwrapping truths that we need most this Christmas. And at the center of it all, the epicenter, is Jesus himself. Jesus is the truth that we need most. There is no other event or there is no other person in all of human history that has shaped and dominated than the life and the death and the resurrection of our Lord. So this morning, we're going to focus on shepherds, just normal, everyday shepherds and their interactions with God and with Mary and Joseph and the little baby. And through the shepherds, I hope and I pray that we will see how God has provided for us. So let's read our text together. We're going to pick up in Luke chapter 2 in verses 8. I'm going to read all the way down to verse 20. Let's read. So it says, in the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So they came in a hurry, found their way to Mary and Joseph, and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. So God's call to the shepherds to come to Bethlehem is the same call to us this Christmas morning. If we would just see Jesus, truly see him for who he is, we will be forever changed. And that is the truth. And that is the promise. So the question is, in these next moments, will you come to Bethlehem with me? Will you press the pause button of all of the stuff that has to happen today? Everything we have to cook, every person that we have to go see, every gift that we have to unwrap. Will you press the pause button right now so you can come and see Jesus? Let's get to our proposition. The proposition is that the birth of Jesus provides us an opportunity to treasure and to find joy in God. So God gave Jesus so that we could find true and lasting joy. That's what the shepherds found this morning. This is what Mary experienced and treasured in her heart. And if you would just open your heart right now in these moments, to see Jesus, to treasure Jesus above all, you will find lasting joy. So we got 2 points this morning. And the first one is that Jesus is a gift for our joy and for God's glory. Our joy and God's glory. So let's look at the shepherds. So they're in the fields. They're watching their flocks. It's late at night. They're in the middle of their everyday lives. Their mundane, ordinary lives. And God sees this. God sees them going through the motions, doing the same thing they've done every single day. And he knows that his son was just born, not too far in Bethlehem. So God sends an angel to talk to these shepherds, these burly men. He wants them to wake up from their monotony, from just Christmases and Christmases, just like us. So the angel appears, and this angel is full of God's glory. And these shepherds are freaking out because they know that God is holy, God is perfect, and they're just shepherds, normal, everyday guys, full of flaws, just like you. And just like me, it is scary to think that we could be in the presence of God. But this is what Christmas means, that God, who is spirit, would make himself as flesh. So the angel speaks, and let's look at it in verse 10. In verse 10, the angel says, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people." Now, the angel brought good news of great joy. And the phrase good news is where we get English words like evangelism and gospel. So the angels, they were evangelizing these shepherds. So the angels shared the gospel of great joy. And this great joy is for all kinds of people. It wasn't just for first century Jews. The gospel of great joy is available to you and I today, almost 2,000 years later, halfway across the globe. Jesus' aim in taking human flesh was for our joy. Before Jesus was crucified, he prayed a prayer to his Father. And we find it in the Gospel of John in chapter 17. And it's really interesting that one of the final things that's on Jesus' heart before he goes down that Golgotha road was our joy. Let's look at it. John 17, 13, it says, remember, he's praying to his Father. He says, "I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world." Why? "So that they may have the full measure of my joy within them." Jesus is a gift for our joy. He came to this world so that we could experience full, true, lasting joy. So what'd you get this year? What'd you get for Christmas? Did you get yourself that new phone, that new TV, that one present you've been hoping and hoping and hoping for? You know what? That happiness you feel or you felt this morning, it'll probably wear off tonight. It'll probably wear off tomorrow morning or maybe throughout the week. But the gift of joy in Jesus will never fade, and it will never fail. Jesus is also a gift of God's glory. Jesus took on human flesh for God's glory. Jesus took on human flesh so that God's name could be spread throughout the world. So it would leave from this tiny little region in the Middle East and go all over the earth. So after the angel tells the shepherds of joy in Jesus, a great number of heavenly hosts appears. Now, if these shepherds were scared from about one angel, imagine this great host of heaven before them. And what does this great host do? They're singing. This is why we are peculiar people. For some reason, being around God, it makes us want to sing. We don't sing out of habit. We don't sing out of tradition. This is a response when we're actually in the presence of God. And we have their song in verse 14. Let's look at the angels' song. They sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." So they sing, "Glory to God in the highest." The angels sing, "There is no one higher than our God." This is why God is glorious. He sent his most precious gift to this world to die so that any person who puts their hope in this baby Jesus would experience true and lasting joy. That's why he's glorious. God is glorious because he offers us peace. He offers peace to those that please him. So you got to ask yourself this morning, what does it mean to please God? Thankfully, the scriptures tell us. In Hebrews chapter 11, the writer says this. He says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please him." Why? "For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." So God the Father is pleased with those who put their confidence, who put their hope in Jesus. God the Father is pleased with those who seek him, who pursue him through his Son. This means that through Jesus, that peace is available to you with God the Father. This promise isn't available to all people. A lot of our Christmas songs today, they do this promise a disservice. The promise isn't for peace for everybody on earth. It's peace for those who are well-pleasing in his eyes. And we know that it comes through faith. So this person experiences peace with God. And God provides peace for this person no matter what you may face in life. Is there anyone here who needs this morning? Oh boy, do I need this promise. Through Jesus, God offers you peace with God the Father. Your whole world may fall apart. This Christmas morning, it may be moving like mad. But God offers those who please him peace within those moments. What a wonderful promise. This Christmas, you may be sad, you may be lonely, you may be tired, and all that kind of wrapped together, God offers you peace in him. This is the gift that Jesus offers to you this morning. Jesus offers you joy in himself and then peace with his Father. So let's see how the shepherds reacted to this message, this good news of great joy. And that's our final point. And the point is that Jesus is a gift to be shared. Jesus is a gift to be treasured. So the shepherds see, they hear the angels, and then they go. They just leave their flock and they go. They head straight to Bethlehem. They have to see this baby lying in a manger. So they hurry to Bethlehem. They find Mary, Joseph, and the Son of God as a sweet baby lying in a manger. Now, can you imagine Mary and Joseph's reaction? We sing about this labor of love. The holy events kind of unfold. Here they are. Here's finally this child. And then these probably sweaty, stinky, strange men just show up. Can you imagine that? So the shepherds tell Mary and Joseph about the angel. And Mary and Joseph, they both know what it is like for angels just to show up and to bring them good news. So to Mary it was, you're pregnant. You're a virgin, but you are pregnant. And this child that is in your womb, it was put there by the Holy Spirit. God is inside your womb. How about that? For a message, good news, great joy. Now to Joseph, it was, even though Mary is pregnant, you must marry her. You have to deny everything you were taught, Jewish custom, everything you learned as a boy. Give it up right now. Yes, it's going to be scandalous. Yes, people will talk about you and your beautiful bride for the rest of your life, but you must raise the Son of God. The shepherds share the story. They shared about the good news of great joy. They shared about the glory of God. And then verse 18 shows us the result of their sharing. In verse 18, Luke writes that all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. So everyone who heard the shepherd's story were amazed. This means that the shepherds shared their story with multiple people. They couldn't keep it to themselves. And that's also the nature of gift giving. How many of you have already bragged and shown off something you received this morning to someone else? That's the human condition. We want to share what's been given to us. Jesus is a gift to be shared. And we have the same call as the shepherds. Someone at some points in life shared Jesus with us. The gospel of what Jesus did, living and dying on the cross for our sins. And we trust and we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And now we are called to share. We are called to rush to Bethlehem and see and to share with anybody. It is the mission of the church to share the story of Jesus lying in a manger and Jesus dying on a cross for all who would be willing to listen. And through Mary, we see that Jesus is a gift to be treasured. One of the sweetest verses in the Bible come right here. Verse 19, which says, but Mary treasured all these things and pondering them in her heart. Mary treasured the shepherd's story in her heart. And this means that she kept these words, she kept this experience close to her heart as possible. Here's her heart, there's the experience, it's right there. And Mary would need to do this because one day she would watch sinners murder her son. This sweet little baby Jesus in a manger would die right before her eyes and she could do nothing about it. So she needed to treasure this experience that he is the Son of God, that he isn't going to die, that he will be resurrected to redeem Israel and anyone who would believe. So Jesus has provided for our joy through his birth. And Jesus has provided for our peace with the Father through his death. So the question is this morning, what is it that you are holding close to your heart? Is it a spouse, a child, your family, that new toy that you got this morning? What is close to your heart this morning? Or is it Jesus? If it isn't Jesus, you are treasuring things in your heart that are not going to give you true and lasting joy. Jesus offers you a gift that no one else can give. He lived for your joy, and he died for your peace. Jesus' birth provides you with an opportunity to treasure God. So the question I want to pose to you this morning is this. Will you hold Jesus close to your heart? Will you? Closer than that new toy that you got. Closer than any person on this planet. Will you hold him close to your heart? Will you hear of this good news of great joy and rush to Bethlehem to see this king lying in a manger? Let's see how all this ended for the shepherds. It comes in verse 20. It says the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. So the shepherds, they go back to their normal, everyday, mundane lives of taking care of sheep. But they're different now. They couldn't stay with Jesus forever. So they went back to their normal lives, and they glorified and praised God for what they saw, for what they had witnessed. They glorified and praised God for what had happened. They glorified and praised God because God was true to his word. Jewish people were waiting hundreds and hundreds of years for this moment. So they're excited that God actually followed through with his word. Glorifying and praising God is a result of finding joy in Jesus. You don't glorify and praise so you get the joy. You glorify and praise because you have the joy in Jesus. You cannot glorify and praise something for which you have no joy in. So these shepherds, they were able to praise God because they found joy. And so can you this morning. This morning can be a start of good news and great joy for yourself, for your family. So the invitation is to come. Come and see Jesus lying in a manger for you. Come and see Jesus dying on the cross for you, for your joy, for your peace. Treasure and find joy in Jesus. Ponder them, stick them in your heart, and you will be forever changed. Through Jesus, you are provided for with the best of all gifts.